Hello, and welcome to this week's behavior and training tip from HelpingFido.com. I'm Dr. Suzanne Hetz, certified applied animal behaviorist, and today I'm going to talk to you about understanding what motivates your dog's behaviors. If you've read many books about dog training, you've probably encountered the idea of drives that supposedly motivate various behaviors. We hear of prey drive motivating dogs to chase objects and people, and pack drive being the reason dogs want to be with others or become distressed when left alone. The drive theory was actually first proposed back around the turn of the century in the scientific behavior literature. In the 1950s, Conrad Lorenz and others proposed a drive-specific energy that built up internally. When the right stimulus appeared, the energy would be released to power or drive the specific behavioral response. The ethological literature criticizing drive theory dates back from the 1960s. We now know there is no such thing as drive-specific energy, and in fact, the entire notion of drives as motivating forces for behavior was pretty much abandoned in the scientific literature around 30 years ago. Behaviorists now talk about what motivates behavior without invoking the meaningless idea of drives. Why the idea of drives are so popular and still persist in the dog training literature isn't really clear. We certainly don't read much about cats or dolphins or pet iguanas and their drives, but we still hear about dogs and their drives. Drive theory really is not a helpful concept and does nothing to further our understanding of why dogs engage in certain behaviors or how we can best encourage them to do what we want. In fact, linking behaviors that in reality have little to do with one another under the label of a drive is a source of confusion and does not contribute to our understanding of canine behavior. For example, many dogs will chase balls and not chase people, yet both these behaviors have been said to be motivated by prey drive, despite no objective evidence linking the two. And labeling these behaviors as prey drive doesn't help us understand why some dogs chase balls and people, others chase neither, and some chase both. Drives are talked about as though they are something inherent in dogs. In dog training books, we've seen dogs who are said to have high or low defensive drive, for example, as though this is part of a dog's makeup or personality. The original drive theory idea was never applied to personality traits, but instead was an attempt to explain why animals engaged in specific behaviors at a moment in time. Motivational states can change in seconds. Personality does not. Even more confusing is that some training books recommend shifting the dog from prey drive to defensive drive, much like one would shift from first to second gear in a car. Drive theory had its beginnings over a century ago when science still compared animals to machines. That's one of the reasons drive theory was abandoned early on when we realized that animals were not machines, but instead sentient beings. So if it's important to you to determine why your dog is showing a particular behavior at a given time, don't expect drive theory to give you the answer. Look instead to why the behavior is working for your dog. What behavioral need does it meet? How is it being reinforced? Or how does it help your dog avoid something unpleasant? Find trainers or behaviorists who understand motivation without invoking the idea of drives and who can help you encourage and reward the behaviors you want from your dog. I'll go ahead and end this behavior tip now because my drive for a mocha frappuccino has just kicked in, so I need to go satisfy it. This is Dr. Suzanne Hetz, certified applied animal behaviorist, and I'll talk to you soon in the next behavior tip from HelpingFido.com.